This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fastball swung on, popped up in the infield. Bednar looking for it. It'll be Capra now, the third baseman. He'll make the catch. The ball game ends. David Bednar saves it. And congratulations to Andre Jackson. He wins his first in the major leagues. And a good all-around ball game and a great all-around series for the Pirates.
Andre Jackson in yesterday's start. He went 5 2/3 innings, so he pitched into the sixth. Gave up one run on two hits, struck out seven batters. And as Joe Buck just said, got his first major league win. He's been interesting. He's had a couple good appearances, and after getting a start, performs well. Someone to look forward to, perhaps. So, the Pirates win. The Pirates sweep a series, which is inspiring. Should be taken with a grain of salt as well, though, too, because the Kansas City Royals, the second worst record in Major League Baseball, they are just ahead of the Oakland Athletics. The Royals right now have a 41-94 record after that loss, and the Athletics still not at 40 wins yet. They're 39-95. So, little victories are good, though. Andre Jackson inspiring some, Brian Reynolds home run and some other good offensive outputs by the Pirates throughout the whole series. Good to see. Yeah, this one should be taken with a grain of salt. It's good, though. They swept the series, and we can take that momentum. The Pirates can take that momentum into the series against the St. Louis Cardinals. They're playing in St. Louis over the weekend, and this is really a chance for the Pirates to bury the Cardinals. I think just the overarching goal here at this point should be to finish ahead of the St. Louis Cardinals. That would be wonderful. The Pirates 61-73, the Cardinals 58-76, so the Pirates three games ahead of the Cardinals, who right now are the basement of the NL Central. The Reds, six games back in the division. That's where the Pirates need to get to third place. The Reds don't look like they're on a pace to really lose that many games. So if they can stave the Cardinals off, the Pirates likely will finish in fourth place this season. I wanted to address something as well, just briefly, because I made some comments a few days ago. I believe it was Monday I came on, and I was talking about sometimes it can be not fun if you're an athlete playing in Pittsburgh, especially for the Pirates, just because the history of the team kind of brings out a negative attitude in fans and a skeptical attitude in fans. Yeah, some of you agreed with me and understood. Others of you, understandably, maybe misconstrued. When I talk about it not being fun sometimes to play in Pittsburgh, I'm just talking about the instance where people started coming out of nowhere and addressing me and Josh Roundtree and several others of us that work here at The Fan on X and some other social media, just talking about how he's going to be a bust. And I mean, there were so many people saying this that's why I felt like I had to say something just in regards to Paul Skeens. There are some other decisions that the Pirates have made over time that should make you a bit skeptical, and I can understand why you're skeptical. As it relates to just Paul Skeens is really where I was getting at, and that's why it may not be fun to play in Pittsburgh, because any hint of failure, especially from those that we expect the most of, like a top pitching prospect, a high draft pick like Paul Skeens, that's what might make it not fun. If you want to criticize management, I mean, you can. You have the right to do that. I understand some of the frustrations with ownership as well, though this year they kind of made it harder to do that considering they dished out a $100 million contract and they've locked up two of the cornerstones of this team moving forward. But at the end of the day, with as it relates to the Pirates, I'm just referring to Paul Skeens having his first professional poor start, and so many of you just come out and say, you know, how much of a bust he is and how this is the beginning of the end. Like, that's the stuff I'm talking about, really. If you want to criticize management, I get it. It's been almost 45 years since a World Series championship. I'm sure many of you are frustrated, and I've said it so many times on this radio program, I never lived through one at all. So I really want to do that in my lifetime. Regardless of that, you know, it's more just geared toward the Paul Skeens talk and the Paul Skeens reaction after his first start with the Altoona curve. That's really it. If you want to be negative about other aspects, I think that there's at least a case to be made that you have some justification in that. Otherwise, no, if you're calling Paul Skeens a bust, that's really what I'm getting at. And that's what might make it not fun to play in Pittsburgh and watch sports in Pittsburgh, because all the negativity just seems to seep through, and some of the players are conscious of that. That's all.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.